Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, we made it. Sam, we made it. Ha ha. Woo, woo.
Festivus Friday.
Oh my gosh, Festivus Friday is
brought
here.
Brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Q fix, I could use a glass of wine. This is day five. This is hour 20. I'm thrilled that we are here. 913-586-7798. You can text your grievances into the text line. Sam monitors those. We will go first in, first up to Don in Kansas City. Happy Festivus.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead.
I actually have two grievances and they coincide with each other. Mm-hmm. The first one are the crazy drivers on the highway. Swerving in and out of traffic. And the result of those crazy drivers are all the broken concrete barriers in the median, specifically on I-70 between downtown and headed east.
Yeah.
Whose responsibility is it to clean those up and fix them?
I would guess it would be MoDOT or KDOT. It's a great question, Don.
It would be the Department of Transportation.
Those used to be the big concrete medians up and down all of our highways and byways. Used to be $1 million per mile, by the way, to install, repair, put in, all of that stuff. It's not cheap, but they should not be crumbling. Let's go to Chris in Overland Park. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Love you both, as you know.
Thank you.
So, as if talking on the phone loudly in a doctor's office or hospital isn't sad, or on a speakerphone isn't bad, we've now gone to the level, as I witnessed personally, even though I work in healthcare, I watched this happen while I was waiting for my father's surgery to be done, mm-hmm. on FaceTime. A woman talking to all of her relatives from afar, very loudly, yes. walking around a waiting room, down a hall, through the cafe, through private areas. And that's not sad or bad. That's actually illegal because it's a HIPAA violation. So despite all of the warnings and signs, people, please keep your business private.
Can I ask real quick, because I know you were in the hospital. Did you see the signs? Are they plentiful? And do they tell you you cannot video, record, or call here because there are patients, like even you could walk by someone's room and see a chart, or I understand what you're saying.
Even visitors, they could make that connection. They are there, and it's very difficult, as you can imagine, for staff to enforce because nobody wants to be in a hospital, and usually it's not the best occasion, and people are scared and nervous and trying to be supportive. And so it puts the healthcare workers in a really delicate situation. But the FaceTime is just a non-starter. So let's be kind and respectful of others. And I also have gratitude.
Okay.
And I'll make it quick.
Lay it on me.
My father is first time alone living because of the death of my stepmother after them being together 53 years. Oh. He's never lived alone in his life. I have such deep gratitude for everyone in the community, workers, friends, family, visiting elderlies, especially during a time of grief and over the holidays. And my last point is pick up the phone and call someone in your family or friend or a family's or friend's family member who is older.
Yeah.
And just talk.
Just say hi, especially this time of year. Chris, thank you so much. That's a beautiful gratitude. And thank you. Thank you for it. Let's go to Shauna up next in Pleasant Hill. Hello, Shauna.
Hello, Dana. So great to talk to you.
You too.
My grievance is we were down in southern Missouri at a well-known amusement park. Mm-hmm. My grievance is people that, as you're walking somewhere and they're walking in a group, and all of a sudden the entire group stops right in the middle of the walkway, right where you are trying to go, especially if you have something like a stroller that you're pushing.
Yeah.
You can't stop. And then they stand there and talk about where they want to go next.
Yeah.
Or where they want to eat or what ride. And you're like, move. So that's my grievance.
Have you, really quick, Sean, have you ever followed Fran Lebowitz, who's, she basically says, pretend it's a city. If you look up Fran Lebowitz, who, there's like a documentary, she had a show. She says of New York City, pretend it's a city. And she's talking about exactly what she was just talking about.
I can piggyback off of Shauna. I was at the grocery store on Wednesday morning, and on three separate occasions, and I fly through the grocery store. 15 mm-hmm. minutes in, I'm out, I'm good to go. Three separate occasions, the same lady had her shopping cart perpendicular to the aisle, blocking the entire aisle. And I'd be like, oh, yep. Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me, do you mind?
And she goes, oh, am I in your way? And I'm like,
Yeah, you're actually blocking the entire, you're now a fire exit hazard is what you are.
I needed to say that you were in the way. I thought you saw that. And my excuse me part, move. Thanks.
Let's go to Angie in North Kansas City or the Northland, Angie. Hello, go ahead.
Love you guys. Love our show. I still say that if we would be friends in real life if we knew each other. So we'll just put it that way.
I love it.
My grievance, and Sam clarified, and I understand his reasoning, but my grievance is I call in and I say I'm from the Northland or I'm from Kansas City North. And every time it says Angie from North Kansas City. Well, North Kansas City is a city in and of itself. Like I live in Kansas City proper. I don't live in North Kansas City. I know it sounds weird, but, you know, ask somebody who lives in Lenexa. They don't want to be called Leawood or Overland Park or whatever.
Right, so, right. No, I get it. I do think, though, can I clarify one thing and ask one thing? I will say this as someone who does not spend a lot of time in the beautiful Northland. If you say Lenexa or Lee's Summit or Leawood, like I understand those are separate spaces. I think people generally are truly mystified about the difference between the Northland and North Kansas City and, you're forgetting, Kansas City North. To a lot of people, it's just all, quote, the Northland. Like the airport-ish area is just the Northland.
It's not confusing to people who live here.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just telling you, I think for everyone else, it's just like we just lump it all in together like you call all tissue Kleenex when all Kleenex is not tissue.
But like Liberty, Parkville, North Kansas City, that's all different than Kansas City North.
So fair, Angie, and so like well received. I absolutely understand what you're saying.
And my clarification for her was that I'm lazy and I have to type really fast when I'm answering.
So you just do NKC.
Instead of typing Northland, which is a lot of letters, NKC is a lot faster.
You know, I used to remember it as a reporter. If we were eating at Chapel's, the fabulous famed sports restaurant, pretty sure that's Kansas City North. That's always how I remembered it. If you're at Chapel's, that's Kansas City North. Everything else I called the Northland. Let's go to Barb in Odessa. Hey, Barb, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, honey. Is Scott going to come back? Are you guys coming back next week?
He will be back on Monday. I promise you that.
Well, not that. I was just wondering if you were going to take the whole time off. That's all I was asking.
You will be back on Monday.
I just have two things real quick. I appreciate you guys and the radio station. I sent you a Christmas card for you and Sam I went completely blank.
Dan, yes, Dan,
yeah,
yes.
So he said you haven't got it yet. But anyway, I just wish y'all safety and be well. And the other thing is, I wish people would slow down a little bit in the parking area when they're shopping, because there's a lot of elderly people trying to get into the store and they can't because they're so scared of the drivers.
You know what, Barb, thank you for reminding everybody to slow down, especially as it gets to be like dusk and especially in parking lots.
Turn your headlights on, look around.
Drive in a parking lot as if there's a toddler getting ready to dart out from in between park traffic. That's always how I say.
Just be patient. You're going to get everything done. I promise.
913-586-7798. We have one line open if you want it. Let's go to Arla in Belton. Arla, hi.
Hi, I'm actually Carla.
Oh, Carla, I am so sorry.
I should have called as a grievance that nobody can hear my name right. But anyway, that's not the point. Merry Christmas to you all.
And
love
to you.
Your show, love our show. My grievance today is I live in Belton, and I drive 71 every morning to go to work. And this morning, I had this lovely person in a big red truck who rode my bumper for several miles, and it was so close that it was blinding me, even in my rearview mirror. I could not see even to get over if I wanted to, but I feel like it's my right to drive in that lane if I'm in that lane.
100% it's your right.
And I was going over the speed limit anyway, just trying to accommodate him. So when he finally got the chance to get over, when he got in, went around me, he nearly hit my car.
Oh, wow. No, he didn't.
So, yes, he did. He came so close that I thought, this is bad. He's going to hit me. And, you know, maybe he does this all the time. As soon as he got up the road, he was right back on someone else's bumper. We're all trying to get where we're going safely. I just wish that people would understand, especially if you're in a truck. I'm in a small car. I can't even see. You have now blinded me, and you're trying to kill me. So I wish him a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and slow down. And I'm just thankful to still be here. And Merry Christmas to you all.
Carla, Merry Christmas to you. I am thankful you're still here. And that is the biggest jerk move if you drive a big truck. You know, we're all supposed to have grace right now. Maybe his wife was crowning with child and they were trying to get to the hospital. But you don't have to ram up behind someone driving a car.
I will agree with you. I did see a wonderful meme the other day. And
I know what you're talking about of the traffic.
Rush hour traffic.
Yes.
And on every single car, it had a potential situation that these people were facing. And again, have grace.
Can I add to that? There was like 30 cars. It was an aerial of the highway. And on one of the cars, it said, just lost her mother. On another car, it said, rushing to get to his wedding. On another car, it said, was just fired and is on the way to a job interview. Like, everyone is going through something. And it was a lovely meme. But I really wanted one more car. Just one car out of the 30 cars that they were describing what's going on in this person's life. I just wanted one car to say,
jerk.
He's just a jerk. Jinx, I'm telling you, Sam, I thought it would have been a way better meme if it's like, this guy's just kind of a blank. 913-586-7798. One line open if you want it. You are listening to Festus Friday on Dana and Parks. We're back after this. Are you trying to say, Sam, that my grievance should be with myself for not pausing for the intro?
I mean, we have this beautiful intro to play for Festivus Friday. We're only 3 days from the true Festivus.
You know.
And we didn't honor him by playing the intro.
I just like to mix it up and plow right through to the grievances.
There you go.
I have a gratitude to my friend for posting this photo, speaking of the Northland, from the McDonald's on Vivian Road this week. When I read it, you will understand why it is my gratitude, because every time I see it, I laugh harder.
Now, was that in the Northland, North KC, Gladstone, Liberty?
If it's Vivian Road, that's just generally Northland, Sam.
Okay.
It says, and I quote, "This side of the menu board is not working. We are sorry for the incontinence. If you have any questions about your order, please ask at the first window, and we can repeat the order for accuracy." What's crazy is they spelled accuracy correctly, which trips a lot of people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not inconvenience, but
generally,
incontinence. Did they spell incontinence correctly?
Always sorry for incontinence. And I appreciate it. Yep. Let's go to Terry in Topeka. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to call last week. Somebody had the grievance about a December birthday, and my birthday is the 27th and my brother's the 28th, but my gratitude is to my mom and dad who always made our birthdays special.
Aww.
We each got our own birthday cake on our day. We had parties. And then as I got older, into my adult life, I would have my girlfriends over on my birthday, and we had hors d'oeuvres and had the blender going and non-alcoholic drinks and alcohol. And, you know, we just made a fun time.
Well, apparently your parents made a fun time in March, Terry.
I know. And here's my others. I know the two of us in December. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was yesterday you were talking about the car and the seatbelts and all that stuff.
Yes.
Well, I was with my friend who bought a brand new car the other day, and I think it was a Buick. But anyway, when she turned it off, when we came to a stop and she turned it off, this thing flashed across her dashboard. Check the back seat.
Yeah, that's in a lot of the new cars. It will say that. And they're not telling you for a serial killer, although you could check the back seat for that. It is to remind you, do not leave precious cargo in the back. The problem with that is I rented a car who had that feature. And after you drove it, I feel like two or three times, it's no longer new. The first time you see it, it's new. I just don't know.
The check the back seat sensor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It becomes another one of those dings that you hear every single time you get in and out of your vehicle, yeah. And it no longer is something that you look for.
Man, people are wanting to grieve today. We got a full board. Let's go to Alicia in Independence. Hi.
Hi. So my grievance, well, it's a foreshadowing more than a grievance. I work for a certain place that serves little kids in a medical fence. So
okay.
The hospital.
Yep.
I work, my job is to ask insurances for certain medication. And lo and behold, every year people forget that insurance changes January 1st. And they get frustrated when we have to reauthorize those medications and we don't have that new insurance information. So, if you have that information now, it's really, really helpful for everybody to get that to your doctors, not just for your kiddos, but for yourselves as well. Get that information to your providers. So January 1st comes, we can make a list of everybody that's changing,
yep.
And we can start knocking those out and save everybody additional grievances.
Hey, I tell you, that is a great grievance, but do I think people will actually plan ahead and do that? Because when you start saying you need to fill out paperwork for a doctor's office and submit things in a portal that I don't know how to access, I've only got so much time in a day, and is that one of the things I want to make time for? I just kick the can down the road.
Or you have my situation where I got a new dental plan last year, and I informed my dentist four times prior to my appointment that I had new insurance, and they said, no, we've got your insurance on file. And I said, no, you don't. I have a new one. And then they called me after and said, hey, we need your insurance because your insurance is invalid. And I said, that's because I told you it wasn't.
Right. Do you know if 2024 has taught us anything? It's that people love insurance companies, said no one ever. Let's go to Mary and Keaton in Leavenworth. Hey.
Hi, this is Mary, and our son Keaton has a grievance.
Hi, Keaton. Hi, buddy.
I've been listening to you for quite a while now.
Well, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah. And my grievance is... when I have Spotify on a lot of things, and whenever I listen to music, I have to go through 30 minutes of ads.
30 minutes?
That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but you get my point.
Yes, I do get your point. I live in superlatives, too.
Just to get the song that I didn't even pick. So,
Keaton, how old are you, Keaton?
13.
And who is your favorite artist? What do you like to listen to on Spotify?
Mix of people.
I don't really. Yeah. You know, I don't know if we'll have time. You could do pop. You could do country. I love it, Keaton. I love your grievance. I will not challenge it nor explain what the advertisements are for or why they are there. Your grievance is yours and yours alone. And we thank you for listening and for calling in. Oh, gosh. Let's go to Dan in Raytown. I had to do this the other night, Dan, and I had people honking at me, and I was doing it correctly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a grievance about when you're going down the road and you see a sign that says left lane closed ahead. And most people get over to the right, but there's always those few guys who zip past you in the left lane mm-hmm. and get up to the front, and they expect somebody to let them in.
Dan.
The worst part is people do let them in.
Dan. I'm not challenging, but Dan,
for permission.
May I just tell you that in the last year, and I've been doing this show 13 years now, I have been educated, some of them by drivers and callers into this program, some of them by police officers. May I share with you what I have learned?
She's asking permission to challenge your grievance, Dan.
Yes.
Believe it or not, Dan, I used to be you. I would stay in that lane, and then I would be very angry at the people who thought they were better than everyone else going all the way to the front. Until several police officers and listeners weighed in and said, that is exactly what you are supposed to do. That is why they call it a zipper merge. Look it up. Google it. You may not like it. You are actually supposed to use that lane as long as you can. And then like a zipper, where the tendrils come together, you are supposed to merge. Use that lane as long as you can. You may not like it, but I'm here to tell you that's what you're supposed to do. The problem is I used it correctly last night. So many people think the way I used to that you're not supposed to do that. You get the worst looks when you use that lane. You get people flashing their brights at you. You get people refusing to let you in, even though you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I do it every single time. You would not
be
surprised.
We need a public service campaign.
Yep. I don't know why people want to sit in the left lane
forever. You don't
have
to. Use the other lane, people.
The whole point of the merge point is that you're supposed to merge at the merge point. If they wanted you to merge a mile earlier, they would have put the merge point
back there
a mile earlier.
We're not going to change habits here. We're just
sorry,
not.
Dan. We hate to challenge.
913-586-7798. Back with much more of your grievances straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. I'll tell you this right now. I asked my sons for a playlist for Christmas. That's all I wanted because we'll meet up from time to time and play poker or whatever we're doing around a table. And the last time we were at K-State, Sam, there was just all of this amazing music kind of in the wheelhouse that I like that I had not heard of. And so I said to the boys, will you make me a playlist? And I received it yesterday. I started playing it last night into today. That is one of the songs on the playlist. I am obsessed. It is Annabelle by a group called 49 Winchester. I've played it 96 times today. It's that good.
We just made it 97.
Let's go to Cheryl in Raytown. Hey, Cheryl, welcome on in.
Hi there. I'm not going to say any names, but if anybody's listening and you're in the health field, you need to hear this.
Okay. Please do not say names.
I made arrangements to have a surgery. It was actually a double surgery. And I wanted to do it before the end of the year because of insurance purposes. And I sat there in the office with the surgeon and I said, okay, this is the kind of work I do. How many days off should I take? And at first he said 2 weeks, and then I said, well, I could alter my schedule a little bit. My staff will help me. Can I just sit at the front desk? Then when can I go back? And he said 3 days. And I said, oh, that's amazing, right? So I planned this surgery a week ago today. I took 6 days off thinking, oh, I got this, right?
Yeah.
It's been absolutely miserable. I talked to the triage nurse today. She said I would never, ever, ever, ever tell anybody to take less than 2 weeks off for what you had done.
I am so sorry, Cheryl, because that's a big swing.
Tell me. I am so mad at him. He is going to get a piece of my mind when I go into the office. I don't even go back for reach up till January 8th.
Ooh.
This was a double surgery. I have 5 holes in my stomach, plus they went down my throat.
Ooh.
I'm on fluids for 6 weeks. This is a major surgery. He should never told me that I could go back to work 6 days or 3 days.
Yeah, you're not Superman, Cheryl. I get it. That song was recorded in February of 2022, by the way. I'm 2 years late to 49 Winchester and Annabelle. But it's okay. At least I'm here. Let's go to Shane in Olathe. Hi, Shane.
Hey, good afternoon. I was digging that song. I liked it. I just actually jotted down that name. So, thank you for that. First of all, I thought I was having a stroke because your intro came in about 10 minutes behind grievances. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But I send out email, or gift cards, you know, thank yous to all of my agents. And in the past, typically it's been Amazon, you know, the kind of catch all for everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, last year, a few people were doing remodeling, so I did everybody Home Depot. And this year I mixed it up again, and I got a text back saying, hey, I was really expecting that Amazon card. Could you exchange this for me?
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Instead of Home Depot, I was expecting Amazon. Can you exchange it for... This is someone that you gifted this card to.
Correct.
Wow. That is a whole new level of you have got some you-know-whats. Man. Yes. No, I wouldn't exchange. I would say, no, why don't you? No, we're trying to have grace here.
I'm happy to take it back if you don't want it. That's what I would say.
I'll just take it back. I'll give it to someone who actually knows what the holiday season's all about.
No. We're being loving.
Let's go to Hannah in Kansas City. Hey, Hannah.
Hey. So I don't have any grievances. I've got two gratitudes. So one that just came up from a previous call, which was, I'm not sure if his name was Keegan or Keaton. But that call just absolutely made my entire week. So thank you. I've got a 17 and almost 16-year-old. So the 13-year-old, you know, that voice, it was just really fun. Anyways, other gratitude is just, number one, that I'm breathing, that I'm alive, that I'm here right now to experience life and just be around. And for the things that we all take for granted, like our homes, if you have a car, if you've got food in your refrigerator, all these things that, especially this time of the year, it's a want type situation. Yep. It seems like a lot to just kind of take that step back and remember, especially if you're celebrating Christmas, the reason for the season, or even if you're just anything, morally, it's just the right way to be. And so I'm just, you know, I'm grateful for being alive.
Hannah, it's a great gratitude and thank you for it. Important reminder for all of us. Louise and Lenexa. Hello, Louise.
Hello there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My grievance is, basic. It's a PSA announcement. Mm-hmm. Please save your receipts when you fill up your cars that do take gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you keep your track of your mileage and your receipts. My daughter got a brand new 2025 car, has had it less than a month, has just a little over 500 miles on it, has only filled it twice, and she now apparently somehow, even from a station that did not handle diesel gas, has diesel in her tank. And it's
Louise, not covered by a warranty. I am so sorry that happened, but it's my understanding that the thing that you put in the hole won't even fit if it's the wrong kind.
Well, that's my point. This station that she last filled up at doesn't even sell diesel.
How did the diesel get in her car?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, but it's still a work in process.
Wait, Louise, is it possible?
It's ruined all sorts of.
Yeah, is it possible that they filled the tank underneath with the wrong type of fuel? Is that even something that can happen?
The tank underneath.
Well, Sam is shaking his head. If she's only filled up at this one station, Sam, follow me here, and somehow diesel wound up in her tank, and that station doesn't even sell diesel, is it possible what went in through the right, what do you call that thing, the gun thing, the nozzle?
You're talking about the tank underneath the parking lot at the gas station. No.
Not possible.
No.
It would not be possible to fill that up with the wrong kind.
I have a theory about what happened with Luisa's daughter.
Maybe accidentally she actually put diesel in it.
And is embarrassed to admit it.
I don't, that could be a possibility, but the nozzle is not supposed to fit in a non-diesel car, I've always been told that.
They do come with a differently shaped nozzle. Also, they are green unless you go to a specific gas station that has green nozzles for all gas. Why they do that, I don't know. But when you go to most gas stations, The nozzle for regular gas will be black. The nozzle for no ethanol gas will be red. And the nozzle for diesel gas will be green.
That's too many colors. I would never be able to keep track of that. I can barely keep track. This is why I drive an electric car. I can't. I don't even know what you just said. It was a lot of colors. It's like if you ask me to cut a wire and a bomb's either going to go off or not going to go off. You see the red, you see the green, you see the blue. I don't know which one to cut. I wouldn't know.
I do feel for her daughter, though, because
she make the nozzle a different hole. Is it very, does it destroy your car?
I mean, it doesn't destroy it, but there's a lot of parts that have to be replaced after you do that.
913-586-7798. Back with much more. We will wrap up Festivus Friday. Brought to you by Q39. Go get your Q fixed today at Q39. Welcome on back to Dana and Park. Scott will be back on Monday as we wrap Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Lucy and Lee Summit. Thank you for your patience, Lucy. Go ahead.
Happy Friday.
And to you. You have no idea.
We're almost there. We're almost there. All right. I only got, 10 minutes left? All right. So I've got this wee little grievance against the wee little mouse. He's gotten into my bread drawer, and he's eaten through 2 bags of bread.
Oh!
So then I took out everything, because, you know, I'm not going to let him keep eating stuff, and he's already ruined everything because he peed on my pee bags. But, you know, so I put 3 traps in there,
oh,
put peanut butter on them, and he has gotten into skills. He's licked every little last spot off all 3 of these traps. And I was trying to do it the fast way, you know, just snap them.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to get one of those sticky traps, and I feel bad. My grievance is that I'm going to have to take this little life, and all he has to do is just, you know, stay out of my dang bread drawer. Nobody's got money for this right now.
No.
Lucy, I will say that those sticky traps work very well. I lived in a house for 2-3 years that had a horrible mice problem. It is horrifying, and taking care of the problem once the mouse is trapped is gruesome and sucks, but it will take care of the mice.
You just got to do what you got to do, what you're saying.
You just got to do it. If you don't want if you want to live with the mice, you can live with the mice, but if you want to take care of them, you just got to suck it up. And
you know where there's one, there's like, there's more than one.
Oh, we had a colony or two living outside of our house, and every winter they decided that the inside of our house was going to be their home, and it was a regular...
We
flipped a coin for which one of the roommates got to take care of mouse.
Let's not talk about that anymore.
Yeah,
let's go to Mike and Lee Summit. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dana. First-time caller here and long-time listener.
Welcome on in.
So I got a little different suggestion for the guy about the merger thing.
Oh, here we go. The zipper merge. Here we go. Yep. Right. Go ahead. Here we go.
I know. It's a forever, like, debate, you know. So, I have found, especially on, like, a 3-lane highway or something like that, if it says, like, merge to the left, just get in the far left lane and just go.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, you know, like, mess with the whole, like, merger thing. You can just go and same with the right, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So that might be a little bit of a different perspective maybe on his end and maybe trying the future. I don't know. So
I'm going to tell you this. Every single time we talk about this, it just explodes into a side topic that from which we will never emerge.
Between zipper merges, roundabouts, and yield signs.
We will never emerge from these zipper merge topic.
We will forever have grievances.
And we keep trying to do the right thing and educate people. Because
we are educating.
I needed to be educated.
Yeah.
I used to be that person that was like, well, who does she think she is? And now I'm the person going to the front because that's what I've been told to do. Jacob in Platte City, and then we might have time for one more grievance. Jacob, go ahead.
Well, hey, Dana. Before I get to my grievance, I just want to say, why did you guys fire Scott?
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't you do that on a Friday? Jacob, A, that is not funny, and B, that is not factual. I'm telling you, every single time one of us takes a couple days off, everyone's like, well, what happened? I promise you, Scott.
I
spoke with him today and yesterday. I promise you he will be back on Monday.
Perfect. So that lady talking about the fuel handles, it is possible to stick an automotive diesel handle in a car if you try hard enough. And most of them will go in because you're thinking of the high flow nozzles, which are a lot bigger for like semi trucks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I have that one particular gas station on my way home that I stopped to get diesel at. And every time I'm standing there while my truck's filling up, I will look over and see that black nozzle sticking out of the side of my truck and have a mini heart attack.
Yeah.
And then remember that, oh.
It's because no one can remember the difference between the black and the red and the blue and the yellow. When Sam told me that, I just glazed over and I thought, oh, I don't.
Yeah. If you put diesel in your car, you're going to have a bad day. You put gas in your diesel truck, you're going to have a really bad day.
It's worse the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good to know. I'm glad that is one thing I don't have to worry about anymore. I have a long line of other things to worry about, but that is not one of them. Let's go to Fanny in Independence to wrap us up. Fanny, welcome on in.
Okay, let's wrap us up. Happy holidays to you all.
And to
gratitude of the kind people that are. I mean, there's lots of stress out there, and we don't have to buy into it. You know me. You like my name.
Yep. Love
it. But I did want to say with the mouse, I also went to a Dollar General yesterday, and a guy was trying to buy traps.
Ew,
and
yeah.
I just said, how about cinnamon? Let me come over and let me get rid of that. Because if you can prevent harm, and I'm not getting all esoteric here, mm-hmm. if you can prevent harm, there's other methods. It's not just the glue that's watching. It's not the lobster throwing into a boiling water and they're screaming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these things, believe it or not, have beings. You know, they have, and we coexist with them. Mm-hmm. Who are us, the Dominion? Obviously, if you have an infestation. But there are pest control that are not. So it always amazes me that people don't know all the options.
And cinnamon is one of them. I did not know that, Fanny.
Cinnamon, yeah, especially for ants, roaches, cockroaches. Okay, listen, be well.
You be well.
Healthy.
Do you know what I would do, Fanny, and Merry Christmas? I would go buy some cinnamon and then check myself into a hotel and make cinnamon toast to get away from the mouse. That's what I would do.
Yeah, we were three kids in college who didn't have any money.
Oh.
And the reason we lived in that house was because we didn't have any money. We were not going to be calling a special exterminator who was non-lethal to take care of the problem.
Please be safe tonight. Be well. Be good. Enjoy this weekend. Go Chiefs
tomorrow. Have grace for the fellow last-second shoppers. Mm-hmm. They want to be there as little as you do.
Mm-hmm. Sam, I will see you tomorrow at Arrowhead. I'll see you all that are going to the game tomorrow out at Arrowhead. We will be back here on Monday. Scott will be back, I promise. Have a safe weekend. Good night and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.